You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent a lot of time first hour talking about Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, Randy Gregory with the Cowboys, now the Broncos, and also Kyrie Irving putting up 60 last night and making it look really easy. You know, the Nets started out the year looking like a top contender in the East. In fact, I think we had a poll question, give you the Lakers and the Nets or the field, and of course everybody was taking the Nets and the Lakers. Now that's not the case. Brooklyn is talented. They just can't keep everybody together, can't keep everybody healthy. But it became very clear last night the Nets can be great. Now, granted, it was against the Orlando Magic. The Magic have the worst record in the East. They gave up 150 points. Kyrie had 41 at halftime. He'd finished with 60. He shot 64% from the floor, had 8 3-pointers. And maybe it's a great sign for the Nets come playoff time. The only problem is Kyrie can only play away games. And the Nets, well, they're the 8th seed right now in the Eastern Conference, which that's good because you have more road games in the playoffs if you're the 8th seed. But if Kyrie can continue this hot streak, Brooklyn can get meaningful minutes out of Ben Simmons, you'd be hard-pressed to find a team who would want to face the Nets, certainly in that opening round. I don't know what we're going to get out of Ben Simmons during the regular season. Steve Nash said yesterday, hope to get him some minutes here with the, 10 or 11 games that they have left. And I'm not sure, you know, when you talk about chemistry, like chemistry is always hard to define. Like we know it sort of when we see it, but if you're putting pieces together, you go, hey, this is going to work chemistry-wise. I have no idea with Ben Simmons. And KD and Kyrie, because they don't play together that often. That's the hard part with chemistry. If everybody's playing together, then you go, oh, you got chemistry. It's really hard when you go, is Kyrie playing? No, he can't play tonight. Is KD playing? No, he's going to rest here. Is Ben going to? No, he still can't play. I mean, that's a lot of talent there. But can you piece it all together in time to do some damage? Bracket challenge, you have until tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to hand in your brackets. And if you have a perfect bracket, $1 million. But the reality is we have some other great prizes. Whoever finishes first gets the Traeger Grill, Link Soul gift card for $500, a Callaway driver, that Rogue ST Max driver that's beautiful, and Panini Illusions football mega box. So some great prizes there. Doesn't cost you anything. Sign up, go to danpatrick.com, and you can play along with the celebrities there. How many celebrities have signed up, Todd?
33. We've received 23 of those, and I'm hoping over the next several hours the other 10 so we can get full attendance.
All right. But you can sign up at danpatrick.com. While you're there, we have some great T-shirts as well, including a beautiful March Madness T-shirt, a pie slam-a-jamma, and also some other T-shirts there. We have a Never Say Never creamsicle T-shirt in honor of TB12 there. Yeah, see?
Just a Never Say Never for the... Oh. Just because in general, Never Say Never.
So the creamsicle and Never Say Never doesn't really refer to anybody. It's random.
It's just a fashion choice.
Okay. All right. His name is Tom. DanPatrick.com. Poll question from the first hour. Are we keeping it in the second hour?
We got some fun options that I'd like to go over.
Okay.
Hour one, if I were a Browns fan, I'd want 65% of the audience would rather keep Baker Mayfield and keep their draft picks than get Deshaun Watson. How about that?
How much of this is about Deshaun Watson off the field? Because if it's a football decision, then I would take Deshaun Watson. He's an upgrade. And if I'm giving up those draft picks, you're assuming Deshaun is going to be really good. Therefore, these draft picks are going to be late in the first round. That's where I'd want Deshaun to go to Atlanta, because it'll take Atlanta maybe more time to get good, where I might get a year where I'm getting a couple of higher first-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson. I think Atlanta makes the most sense for Deshaun Watson. He grew up loving the Falcons. It's still in the neighborhood area, South Carolina, where he grew up. And I think having a support system around him as he, you know, sets sail on this adventure, because who knows how these fan bases are going to react. Is he going to be suspended? Is this just one paycheck or one check that he just signs off and pays off these women, if that's the case? But if I'm Deshaun Watson, I want to sign with a team by the end of the week, because he gave a deposition yesterday where he was asked some pretty personal questions about this by the attorney representing these women in the 22 civil lawsuits. That's going to leak out eventually. And if you're Deshaun Watson, if I'm the Texans, I want to get rid of him as soon as possible, because now I've got the best market. This is a football story, it feels like, more than it's something off the field. Yes, Heaton.
If you're a team looking to get Deshaun Watson, wouldn't you put language in a contract similar to Randy Gregory? Or do you have to go off of what his existing contract already is and the language that's already contained in that?
I think you have to do it with, because he's under contract, I think, the next 4 years. That I don't think you can... Well, I don't know if you can do an addendum to it that, hey, we're going to give up these draft picks, but we want to put this in the contract. Because then Deshaun Watson might go, well, I'm not going to go there. I mean, Randy Gregory didn't want to stay with the Cowboys because they wanted to have language in there that if he tested positive, that they could void the contract. I'm guessing Deshaun Watson's going to go, no, don't put any language in there. Yeah, Paulie.
Deshaun Watson is in the middle of his second contract. He is under contract for the next 2 years at $40 million and $42 million. There is a potential out in 2024, but you're right. 4 years he's under contract.
Okay. All right, so we're going to stay with that poll question again this second hour, Seton?
We can if you'd like. We've got some options.
All right, what are the other options?
Well, this one off the clearly the hottest story of the day. Daylight savings time. Keep it, dump it.
Okay. This is a big topic here.
It's a big story.
They're voting on this. Didn't they vote on it in Congress?
The Senate already passed it. Unanimously passed it, and now it has to go to the House and then would eventually be signed by the president.
What are the cons for daylight savings? What's the negative for daylight savings time, Paulie?
We looked this up, and there's a couple articles I saw recently. One of the ones, they said that the daylight savings time that we just had, where you lose an hour of sleep, That Monday, they find a spike in accidents of people driving to work less rested than normal. Not a dramatic spike. They also say there's health issues immediately after. They find a spike in heart attacks the day after daylight savings time. But then they also say they found the reverse when you get an extra hour of sleep. They find a reduction in heart attacks. But there's not that many things that are a downside to keeping it as is.
Okay.
I can't think of a downside.
Yeah. I want
darkness
more,
in the morning?
I want more daylight. That's all. That seems like that makes the most sense there. Yes.
Yeah, isn't the thing it's like it would affect farmers the most?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
This might be a real dumb question because I'm from the Midwest. Do you have to get up early to farm?
Yes.
Like, do you have to be up? Why can't you farm like 9:15? Like, let's all get out there on 9:15 after a nice hearty breakfast.
Well, you're going to hear from farmers here.
I know, but I'm asking not, and I'm not making fun of it. I love farmers.
Of course you do.
I do. Huge fan.
Farmers.com. Yeah. You've been on that for years.
Farmers.
If I was single, I would definitely go on
Farmers Insurance. Yes. You love Farmers.com.
Iowa basketball.
You love to meet women on Farmers.com.
But do farmers, is there a specific reason they farm at 5 a.m.?
I just think you get up. You want to get started when the sun's not up. If you're out in the fields, you're baling hay. I grew up in a farm country.
Sounds like a Mellencamp song you're doing right now.
Little Danny.
I was born in a small town.
We got a couple other options here if you want.
Okay, all right.
If you don't want to go with daylight savings time. Yeah. We have, this one's from Jared on Twitter. He said, if your friend had an issue he hadn't noticed,
Todd,
do you point it out, not say anything, tell someone closer to them so they could tell them, or find a funny way to tell them?
Well, what level of friend is it, I think, would factor in. Do they have a sense of humor?
It's not like your BFF, but it's a friend.
Yeah, Todd's a friend.
I think doing it with a sense of humor is my two cents. Is always helpful. Depending on what it is, if it's something, you know, you can't make a joke about, like, just wanted to let you know you got 6 months to live. How's that going? If it's something like you have a speech impediment or something, you could just kind of mimic it a little bit, and I guess we're all okay. As opposed to, dude, what's wrong with your voice? You know, there's just this, got to know your audience, I think.
All right. In case you're just joining us on this topic, this happened yesterday in the final hour of the program.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Okay.
I still can't believe it, listening to that.
You know, I will say this, though. You hit home runs on this show. Or you whiff. Like, you are today's baseball player.
He's Steve Balboni.
Your launch
strike
angle.
Strikeout or home run.
I go to extremes.
Yes.
Billy Joelson.
Yes. You're Adam Dunn, Dave Kingman. When you swing and you connect, you hit home runs. Or you whiff and, it's not pretty.
Is that a good thing, though?
Sure.
I don't know if that gets you in the Hall of Fame.
No, it's...
Dave Kingman isn't in the Hall of Fame.
No, it's content, though. You're in the content Hall of Fame.
That I could accept. Okay.
Yeah, Seton.
This is from a fella named Adam. Would you rather have small hands or a slurring problem?
Wow.
Okay.
That's a great question.
All right, let me ask Marvin. Marvin, if you could have Todd's hands, our second biggest here, or your affliction.
Affliction.
Like, would you rather have... A speech issue, or would you rather have small hands?
Oh, I'm taking these small hands all day.
Oh, so you don't want what Todd has there. You're going to keep your small hands.
Okay. Nah, no thanks.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Can't put Todd's issues in a pocket. Figuratively and literally.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
But you can work on a speech impediment. You can go to a speech therapist and things like that. I'm not sure what exercise you can do to change the size of your hands.
All right.
That's just my thought.
Boom, point, counterpoint.
I just told you, try to cram in less and speak slower.
Which is difficult, as we all know, for me to do. I'm very hyper, the neurotic Jewish, there's a lot of things
with
upbringing.
Avoid words, don't bring Judaism into this.
No, but there's a lot of things about your upbringing and where you grew up
because
and the fast-paced New York world.
That would make you the chosen one.
That's true. But it's, when you talk like that your whole life, it's hard to all of a sudden slow it down.
I've told you for how many years?
Many, many.
Cut it in half and then in half.
I get excited.
Right now.
I'm going to lose my train
right
of thought.
Right now. You said you're getting excited.
Get excited.
Okay.
I should slow down.
Yes.
I got so many emojis and memes or whatever, GIFs of like Daffy Duck and just, you know, this, some people were supportive and you guys are bullying me again. But primarily it was just mean-spirited and like, what's wrong with you? And this is Daffy Duck and that's you.
You entertained America yesterday.
Everyone was hysterical laughing, which I told you is the greatest thing.
Well, you know what made it better and worse is Seton's laugh. Because when it first started and Seton had to like duck behind the desk and he's laughing and his microphone's not even on and I can just hear him.
It was like 10 times worse than I remembered it. Listening back to it, I was like, whoa. And then just the idea that he had those words combined in that moment was just, it's just so funny. I was laughing about it last night at like 5 o'clock. I was still laughing
about
it.
And Marvin got a bunch of shout outs. There were photos of him laughing and everything like that. How did you get through the segment and still run the board and do your thing while you were hysterical laughing?
Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, somebody made a montage of my laughs. Uh-oh. And I got to show it to you guys. Maybe we'll do it as a look in or something like that. But people had a field day with it. Sorry, Todd.
All right. We laugh with you, though.
You know what? And I've told you this many times.
Wait.
Laughing is the healthiest, greatest thing. If you could make somebody
laugh. He wasn't
even sure
if he should have shown up.
Even with that, I may have an actual, I do have some kind of speech problem. If everyone's laughing and joking and people are looking at you at in your cubicle or your workplace like there's something wrong with you because you're hysterical laughing, that makes me happy.
Then mission accomplished.
Exactly. I can deal with it. So I talk funny with certain words.
But
if you're laughing, that's all that matters.
You accused us of doctoring that.
When I first heard it, I was so jarred by it. That was, you know, the only way I could rationalize that I could possibly have sounded like that was if someone did something with the audio.
We didn't doctor it. Yes.
I mean, to be fair to Todd's accusation, we have doctored things before. So I could see why he may have been a little skeptical. Unfortunately, that was not doctored.
Israel in California joining us. Hi, Israel.
Good morning, boys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I listen to you guys every morning on my way into the office. And, you know, you guys did the recap and I got to hear Fritzy again, and which made me smile. And I don't know if it was Seton or Paulie that came up with the said that Fritzy has trouble with the SH words. And I started laughing because how ironic that you want, or we all want him to just shut up.
Man, that's a little harsh, no?
Wow.
Shut up.
Shalom.
That is unreal.
That's a little mean-spirited.
Israel.
And his name is Israel.
Yes, yes.
So that's doubly hurtful to me.
Think he'd be friendly to Todd.
Boy, anybody else, Israel is taking shots at me. You know, you got Jerusalem, line 8. Tel Aviv, what do you got? It's unnecessary, is what I think.
Okay.
I had a legitimate like speech problem, and now this is becoming a thing.
What did your wife say when you went home yesterday?
I played her the soundbite and everything in the clip, and she's like, yeah, you don't know that you sound like that? It wasn't that big of a shock to her. Like, when were you going to bring this to my attention? I thought Dan was just kind of picking on me. He's making these click saliva sounds, and this is how I say, yeah, that's how you say certain words. And why didn't you send me or tell me I should go to some doctor or some place where they can work on the language with me? I was shocked that she was well aware that I sound like that.
And she's, what, 25 years in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have been dating for over a quarter century, married 22 years, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
It's semi-shocking, Todd, that you're unaware of it until yesterday.
I had no idea. That's why it was so jarring, and I immediately had to point fingers at you guys. That's not me. You guys did something with the audio. I don't sound like that. It's the only way I was able to like deal with it in my head. There's no way that my voice sounds like that when I say those words.
You should listen to the show.
I really should. I should listen back to my speech impediment.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll bring back sound from Kobe Bryant scoring 81 points. And what Chris Bosh had to say, the Toronto Raptors forward, about that night, he was one of the guys trying to play defense on Kobe. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Everybody says, oh, we're number one when it comes to golf. Everybody who has equipment, they have the best driver, they have the best golf ball. They have all I know is Odyssey, when they say they have the number one putter on tour, they're telling you the truth, because Odyssey, the number one putter on every major tour in 2021, number one in worldwide wins. The last 37 majors across the PGA, LPGA Champions Tour, not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won majors in 2021 with the Odyssey putter. There's no argument there. In fact, you could talk to any of these golf club manufacturers, people who specialize in putters. If you go, I got an Odyssey, they'd probably go, yeah, I don't blame you. Xander Schauffele won gold medal with an Odyssey putter. Number one putter on tour takes more than just a good year, good players. It's a consistent performance, steady stream of game-changing innovations. The legendary White Hot insert is there. Try the new Tri-Hot 5K. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Discover the unknown origin of America's wildest feud. John Cameron Mitchell and Kate McKinnon star in the new Peacock original, Joe vs. Carol, streaming now only on Peacock. Last time there were 60-point games in the NBA on consecutive days, it was Wilt Chamberlain. He had 65, and then he had 61. Wilt also had 67 on February 25th. So he went 67, and then he had a day off. And then February 27th, he went for 65. And then the next day, he went for 61. So he went 67, 65, 61. Wow. Now, David Thompson and George Gervin had 73 and 63. That was in the same game. They were battling for the NBA scoring title. 73 for Ice and 63 for David Thompson. We talked to Kobe about his 81-point performance. And this was, he was on April of 2018. And I asked him the question. Now, you did both of these, but if I said you could only have one on your resume, you could get the 81 or you could get the 60 in your last game. You have to pick between those two. You only get one.
Oh, man. I'd probably go with the 81 because we were like one game out of making the playoffs that year. So we literally needed every single game to get into the postseason. So if we had dropped that one, I think we would have been in serious jeopardy of missing the playoffs that year. So I'll go with the 81.
Reggie Miller and I got into a heated discussion. Like, he kept saying, you're going to end your career with 60. And then he put exclamation points on his text message. And I said, but 81 exclamation points. That's come on. 81. And Reg goes, no, 60 on your last game.
I'm enjoying the fact that you guys are actually having that debate. That's pretty cool.
It's so strange, though, to hear his voice. It's great to hear his voice, but it's still strange. Here's Chris Bosh, who was a member of the Toronto Raptors that night when Kobe went for 81. What's the most impressive performance that you ever witnessed, whether it was on, you know, with a teammate or the opposition?
Kobe scoring 81 points.
Oh.
I was in that game. I was a young fella in that game taking my beatings, man.
But what's that like, though? When do you realize, uh-oh, this is historical?
Yeah, it was surreal. I mean, once you realize that it's too late and it's Kobe, and I remember just kind of running down the court, and I kept looking up at the screen, and it's like his score was multiplying. I was like, how is he scoring 5 points at a time? Like, this is crazy. And it was, you know, we were a bad defensive team that year, and just, you know, we were trying to we're trying to figure things out, and it's just like, oh my God, we're in the Staples Center, they're killing us, and everybody's laughing, and Kobe, everybody except Kobe, he's just got the eye of the tiger right now, and he's unstoppable. It was just an incredible performance. It's one of those things where you find yourself watching even though you're in the game.
Also, keep in mind, the Lakers trailed by as many as 18 early in the third quarter, and that was upsetting Kobe because I think he had 26 at halftime. He scored 55 in the second half. 55 in the second half. The Lakers outscored the Raptors 38-14 to finish the third quarter and then go ahead for good. That helps if you're going for a big number. Now, if I'm Steve Nash, I would have said to Kyrie, you want to keep playing? Like, you're 21 of 30. You got 60. Do you want to go for 70? Because the person who's coming in for you is going to be taking shots as well. You can't say to whoever it is, Patty Mills, hey, don't take any threes. You come in, hey, it's if you're open, fire away. And you're scoring 150 points there. But you get into that mindset, and these guys who are scorers have that mentality of you can never score enough. It's like a billionaire. When you say, don't you have enough money? Or if you say to a scorer, haven't you scored enough? Never. Never. The reason why you have $1 billion is because, no, it's not enough money. And these scorers, that's when they just say, hey, the clock is going to go 0-0-0. That's when I stop. Yeah, Paulie.
You know, I heard Steve Nash after the game, the Nets coach, and he goes, yeah, his first half looked like my entire career of highlights. Steve Nash is giving a little fake humility there.
Yeah.
That's fake humility.
Yeah, because he's a Hall of Famer, back-to-back MVPs there. I mean, Kyrie's fascinating in a variety of ways. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But it still comes down to, I can't count on him. Like, it's a wonderful night against Orlando. What's it mean? Nothing. Just, hey, I had 60 one night. What's it mean? Nothing to me, other than it just taps you on the shoulder to remind you that Kyrie is a wonderful player. Going to be a Hall of Famer. But I'm going to look back and say what could have been, not what was. A couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Brock in Missouri. Brock, you've been holding a while. What's your topic today?
Hey, yeah, 5'7", a non-slurping 270.
All right.
And got a comment about Baker Mayfield. But we got an idea what he might be doing next.
Okay.
Shout out to my buddy Michael Gross. Says that Baker probably needs to be finding a new place to stay because he's asked about to be homeless.
All right. Well, thank you, Brock. That clears that up.
Yeah, but he gave credit to his buddy Michael.
Yeah.
For that awful joke.
Yes.
Because he lives in the stadium.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they got to go to another stadium.
That's where he eats and stuff like
that. No, I got that.
Okay.
They spend the night there, do laundry there. Yeah. I probably would have workshopped that a little more. Maybe do a local show in Missouri.
It's some creativity, though.
All right. Tiffany in California. Hi, Tiffany. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Danette. So, my fiance, Steve, and I we're going to Ireland in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be getting married over there, and we're actually going to be getting married in a town called Limerick. So, we want to know if my favorite Danette, Todd, could write us a Limerick for our wedding in Limerick.
Okay. Could we get the priest to read the limerick at the ceremony, Tiffany?
Yes, we would do that.
Okay, you would videotape that. We're going to put you on hold, and then Fritzy, yes, Tom.
I just would need their names, and if there's any kind of background information.
That's why she's going to stay on hold.
Oh, I'm just asking beyond the names if there's any other little tidbits.
That's why I was going to give you the contact information.
That's fine. I'm happy to do that.
Yes. But
thank you.
All right, Tiffany, we'll put you on hold, and Tyler will get your information, and then Todd will get some information to write a limerick for your nuptials.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you, Tiffany. Yes, Seton.
And you know, knowing Todd, he's actually going to write the sweetest thing.
Oh yes,
you've ever read.
Yes,
I'm
like
very
he's
flattered.
Known him his whole life.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome that she wants me to.
Yeah, but I want to know if the priest is going to get up there.
Yeah, we have to have that on. Video.
I still love that priest or preacher who came on and he had somebody who was who had died, and you know he's saying his final goodbye in front of everybody, and then his last name was Junior, so Michael Smith Junior, and he called him Michael Smith Junior III in front of everybody. During the eulogy, how spectacular is that? Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
My uncle from another, my brother behind the board. Just welcome my first baby girl, 18 inches, 5 pounds, 14 ounces.
And her hands are already bigger than Marvin's.
Hands are already 9 inches. I don't know what's going on here. This baby came out throwing. So I just want to shower my man Fritzy with praise, man. What a content king. From being mad at Tom Brady for ruining his selection Sunday to the I don't know if it's a lisp. I don't know if it's a little extra spit inside his mouth. I don't know what that was yesterday. But the reaction from Seton and Marvin, priceless. And then today, man, what a guest booking. And the guy just blacked out and went full-on greeny. That was amazing. Before I let you guys go, though, just to make it official for my man Marv, I want to challenge him to a pie to the face if he's willing to accept.
Oh, okay. All right. Sean from Sacramento wants a piece of you, Marv. Okay. Is this a UConn bet?
You know it. And I want to make it a little bit more flavor. You know, he's bringing a little flavor to the Dan Patrick Show, so I want to challenge him to some candied yams to the face. And this is a first-round challenge. UConn bounced first number 5 seed out by the New Mexico State New Mexicans.
Wow. Marv, you got to take that.
Now, I don't know about the candied yams, but I'm taking a pie, though.
All right.
Oh, UConn's getting this. New Mexico, sorry, guys.
You don't have to worry about the candied yams to the face. Sean's going to get it if you believe UConn's going to win.
Sorry, Sean. It's all love, though.
All
Say
right.
it with your hands, Marv. Say it with your hands.
Marv, you know, a lot of people talk with their hands. Marvin always keeps his hands down. All right, Sean. Yeah, you got a bet there with Marvin. Marvin, a UConn Huskies apologist here. Kip in Nashville. Hi, Kip. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan and the Danettes. Pleasure. A couple of things for you right quick. You were having the daylight savings time debate about what would be a con.
Mm-hmm.
Well, traditionally, one has been that you've got kids waiting for school buses in the morning, and 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, it's still dark. And so you have the possibility of an accident,
yeah,
something like that. So that's a potential con.
Okay.
And
yeah.
All right. And so the second thing is you laid into Princey about Tom Brady and ruining Selection Sunday. Well, I was in the car Sunday, and I was listening to Chris Russo, the Mad Dog. He lost his stuff about that. He was going off.
Yeah.
So, you know, Fritzy's in good company with that, just so you know.
All right. Thank you, Kip. Yeah, but Mad Dog is not a big Tom Brady fan. That he thinks Tom Brady is hijacking a lot of things, not just March Madness. But, hey, if you felt that way, fine. You know, Selection Sunday is just a show. It's okay, so what? Oh, are you a 2-seed or a 3-seed? Oh, my gosh. Tom Brady came back from England, met with the Glazer family, and probably thought, I got to let my teammates know that I'm coming back because free agency is going to start. That's all. I don't think he said, ooh, let me wait. CBS starting at 6 o'clock. Greg Gumbel. You know what? Let me wait for the West bracket. And then I'm going to tell everybody I'm coming back here. Come on. He didn't hijack it. I'm like, all right, whatever.
And the Michigan State Spartans will play. Wait, hold on a second. Tom Brady has just announced that he's going back to the NFL. Back with the Bucks.
Well, that was SportsCenter, though. And Jay Billis is just, he's beside himself. He can't believe it. You know, my big day, it's Selection Sunday. I get to tell everybody what I know. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you're right. I was watching the SportsCenter simultaneously with the CBS coverage. I think it was like Jay Harris. He goes, Seth Greenberg, we're going to get right back to you. And he turns towards the camera. We have breaking news in the studio.
I don't. It just didn't bother me. You know, I'm okay with it. It's live TV. And, you know, I've been there before where you think you're going to be doing this. And they go, oh, they tell you in your ear, hey, something just happened. All right. You pivot. Yes, Todd.
About 9 o'clock Eastern Sunday night, after all the brackets, and they had a little time to digest who's playing who and who got in, the seeds, or even first thing in the morning Monday. I still refuse to believe that any of the players on the Bucks they would have lost.
Hold on here.
I know there was one guy signed Sunday night or whatever.
Ryan Jensen. Okay. What if Russell Wilson decided that he wanted to go to Denver, and it was Sunday at around 6:30? Same exact thing. Your Broncos. Russ is going to interrupt Selection Sunday to announce that he's agreed to be traded to the Broncos, Todd.
The only thing that would upset me was if I found that like you guys are saying, that we would have lost some opportunities to re-sign other important players because he had to do it right in the middle of the bracket. I would have a problem with that.
I would be
extremely excited. Oh, my God, Russell Wilson's the new
quarterback. You would not come in Monday morning like you did. You went, Tom Brady hijacked my Selection Sunday.
Well, I'm a Bronco fan. I got issues with Tom Brady for many years in the battles with Manning.
You have to admit that.
I am.
You don't like Brady.
I would think that would be weak for anyone, including Russ, to do in that window of the brackets being announced. Come on.
Yes, Paul.
I was just looking for if this there's a precedent here. Remember, I think it was 2007, A-Rod was on the Yankees and he opted out.
Yes.
During
World Series?
Yeah, during Game 4 of the World Series.
Now that's a little different.
Same sport.
Yeah, that's A-Rod being A-Rod.
And Commissioner Selig actually reacted publicly and said, like, that was not the time.
And then I think that they came up with a rule, or at least, you know, the parameters of don't announce a coach or manager being hired or anything during the World. Don't take away from the World Series. I think it's the A-Rod rule. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, MLB said, we are very disappointed that Scott Boras would try to upstage our national pastime with this announcement. It was like an official release from the MLB.
Scott Boras thinking of Scott Boras. Go figure. What a shocker there. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, Chris, 5'10", post-COVID 204.
All right.
Long-time listener. I've been in the home, working from home the past 2 years, never really got to watch the show, but you guys have been my coworkers for 2 years, and I'm going back to the office next week. But I just want to say thank you. It was really cool how y'all – I was going back looking at some of the old shows from 2 years ago and just how you guys pulled it all together and just kept so many people going and gave people hope. I look forward to it every day. And I've got one real quick Stephen Curry story. After I saw the video the other day, he was still at Davidson, and his younger brother Seth was playing at Liberty before he transferred to Duke. So I went to a Winthrop game in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and saw him sitting behind the Liberty bench. And my wife, I asked her for a pin at halftime, and he was kind of hiding from all the little kids. So I run over there. I'm 30 at the time. Said, hey, man, can I have your autograph? So he's 21, and he looks up at me. He says, oh, yes, sir. And I thought, wow, that was pretty cool. You know, he thought that he had that kind of manners, and I still have the ticket stub, and never knew he would be as famous as he is. But anyway, thought I'd share that story, and thank you guys for all you do.
All right, Chris. Good luck back going back to work. You know, we need those that are homebound, you know, that can't get out of the house. I mean, that's our target audience here. Like, if somebody's going to have surgery, we're like, yeah. Hope the rehab's going to take a little while. You know, you get to watch the show. Yeah, Paul.
We're the official show of People in Traction. I mean, that's our community.
Yeah. That you can't get up and change the
right,
channel.
Right, you're locked in.
Yes, I like that. All right, more phone calls coming up. By the way, anybody who takes part in a pie to the face contest here, challenge, gets a Pie Slammajama t-shirt. Winners and losers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a Pie Slammajama. We have those. Mike Florio's going to get a Pie Slammajama t-shirt there. And a pie to the face as well. We're back with more phone calls and NBA analyst Jim Jackson coming up top of the hour. Back after this. A couple of days ago, I took the big German. We went down to Westport, Connecticut, and we got a chance to go into the Lovesac store. We got to sit on couches. We got to listen to the surround sound, thanks to Harman Kardon. And you got wireless charging. This is going through the Lovesac Sactionals. It's called Stealth Tech. The closeness of the system speakers, the subwoofer while you're sitting on the couch delivers an unparalleled immersive audio experience. Big German didn't want to leave. We were watching a movie. I had no idea what the movie was, but the sound was incredible. Plus, that couch, beautiful couch. Lovesac Sactional with the Stealth Tech right in there, right in the couch itself. The world's most adaptable couch. You can configure it however you want to there, and now features Lovesac Stealth Tech. An unbelievable listening experience. Find out how to customize your new couch on lovesac.com. That's lovesac.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
A couple things. I mentioned yesterday a source that told me the Browns were going to draft Baker Mayfield when I broke that news that Monday morning prior to the draft that week, that Baker Mayfield, if he is traded, let's say Deshaun Watson comes to Cleveland, that Baker Mayfield would not be included in those trade talks, that Houston does not want Baker and Mayfield. And there was a report that came out yesterday that backed that up. The other thing, a source had told me during the season that the NFL was going to be looking at not revamping overtime, but willing to listen. The competition committee was going to be willing to listen to suggestions of how to fix overtime. And the Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles have proposed that both teams be allowed at least one possession in overtime. The Titans' proposal calls for both teams to get at least one possession unless the team that opens overtime with the ball scores a touchdown and then converts a two-point attempt. So the rule changes need approval from 24 of the 32 teams to be enacted here. How about we just do this? You get the ball. You score touchdown, kick a field goal. We get the ball. We either match you, and then it's sudden death after that. That's all. Everybody got their chance. That way, Josh Allen got the ball, and Patrick Mahomes got the ball. And then after that, whoever scores wins. That's it. Change is inevitable here with the NFL. Now, I asked my source about this. What if we didn't have overtime during the regular season? I mean, it's 17-game schedule, and I don't know if a tie is going to be that much of a difference maker of making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. But how about we don't have overtime during the regular season? Therefore, you're going to decide, are you going to play for a tie? Or are you actually going to play for a win, depending on where you stand in the standings? That way, we don't have extra time. They're worried about that. you know, how much time you're on the field. Now you have another overtime, you know, players and injuries, safety, 17 games. I said, I understand all of that. But maybe you don't have overtime during the regular season, just the postseason. Yeah, Pauline?
It's funny when you said that to me. That's like the most radical idea because American sports fans hate the concept of a tie.
Yeah.
More than anything, more than unfairness in the current overtime system.
But I think you might play for a tie and not try to play for a win. I think if you take away overtime, then are you actually trying to play for a win? Yes, Todd?
I think you have to have overtime. I think you have to have it consistent with regular season and the postseason. I don't like the idea of separate rules for regular season versus playoff games. And then imagine if in another sport they even considered something like that, like baseball or basketball, where a game ended in a tie and we look forward to extra innings or overtime, and then we eliminate that and it's just, okay, 1-11, 1-11.
Yeah, but there's no other sport where they're worried about player safety, or at least giving the impression they're worried about player safety. Therefore, you'd have more playing time during the regular season. We've already added one more game. They're going to be adding an 18th game coming up as well. Yes, Eden.
What about just taking the college football overtime?
Oh, I hate that.
See, I kind of love it.
It's exciting, but I hate it.
Yeah, well, why not? Why would we hate something that's exciting?
Because those things last 6-7 overtimes. So you're playing more football, and that's what they're trying to, I think, fight.
But you're just going back and forth.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like it. Plus, do those numbers count when you throw 6 touchdowns in overtime? Do they count? I think they do.
Yeah, because I got to check that, because Eli Manning, I think, had 7 touchdowns.
6 or 7 touchdowns.
6 or 7 ones.
Yeah, that's who I always think of. Dan in Toledo. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
BP and the Danettes. How are you guys?
Great, Dan.
I am so happy to talk to you guys. I just wanted to tell you, I don't have any broken limbs. I'm not a shut-in. I can get out, but I actually listen to you guys every day and watch you on Peacock. And I work from home. You guys make my freaking day every day. And this is for Fritzy, and Fritzy, this is with all the love I have. It's such a great pleasure to listen to you. So thank you so much. And Fritzy, go get that checked out, please. And Seton, keep up with the laughter, because it just absolutely kills me every day.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Very nice words there. Fritzy hurt his hand backing out of his driveway. He ran over a stick, a fiberglass stick or pole that you put in your driveway. So when they clean the driveway, when it snows, they can see these sticks, poles. So Todd backed into one. And
got
then
stuck under the bottom of my car. It shattered and it was stuck under the bottom of my car because I don't do any handiwork or even anything remotely related to things around the house. I didn't know that they're so sharp, those fiberglass sticks, because my wife puts them all out, or has someone put them out. I think she does.
Of course your wife did.
And then I'm like, what the heck? What? And I think I have a minimum a half a dozen of these little fiberglass pieces.
Shards? You have shards in your hand?
Anytime I put any pressure in my hand, I feel splintery, and I'm not sure how to get them out.
Are you going to the emergency
room? I don't want to. I've got enough doctors. Right now, I'm hoping it's just going to feel better gradually. But you can't see them. That's the frustrating thing. It's not like a splinter. You see a little black dot, and you can take a tweezer and whatever, and you can get it out. I have pain, and I can't see where it's coming from.
All right. Yeah, Paul.
The shocking part of this story is that Todd, after running over the orange sticks, did not beep the horn and ask his wife to go into the car and get them out.
Actually, I did tell her to bring out a flashlight because it was nighttime and I was about to go out to run an errand. And I panicked and I said, I need the flashlight. I ran over some stick. And so I did actually involve her.
Your poor wife. God. I mean, you panic over everything.
I do. I'm going to blame my mom for that, who you've met many times, a lovely woman. But, you know, growing up, if I showed her a little pimple in my hand, I don't know what that is, if that's cancer or something like that. We got to get that looked at. She heard me cough in the other room, right to get a, see if I got strep throat, right for a throat culture.
I still love that you left the doctor's office and didn't get a shot one time when you were little.
Me and my brother, we high-fived each other. No shot today.
And then your mom thought,
said, I'll be right back. And she went to go talk to the doctor.
And then you guys had to go back in and get shots.
About 10, 15 minutes later, I thought my dad was going to pull the car away and say, oh, you got to go back inside. And next thing I know, my drawers are down, and I'm assuming the position for a needle in the butt, both of us. Convince the doctor to give us a shot.
Have you had therapy?
Not as much as I need.
No.
I chatted with someone briefly for a few weeks. They gave me some medication, and then I went on my merry way. Obviously, there's things that are still unresolved.
I would say therapy.
Why are we getting a shot? He said we don't need a shot. I talked to him. You need a shot. You talked to him. You told the doctor we need a shot.
One more item. We close out hour two, which M-Drive, big part of my day. When I start my day with M-Drive Start, got my fruit smoothie there. Throw in a little scoop of M-Drive Start. I know it's made with 7 clinically tested ingredients, 6 premium proteins. Daily dose of protein and nutrition helps me stay on top of my game. Boost energy, strength, reduces stress so I can keep up with Fritzy. Find it at mdrivedan.com. Get it delivered right to your door. We get it delivered right here to the man cave. They offer free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Backroom guys have been using it. Mario, who's on a health kick, he's been using it. Weeks, our cameraman. It's time to focus on your health so you can keep up with these busy days. M-Drive Start. Energy, strength, drive. You need to get more done every single day. I like to call it a new Year's resolution. It's March. That's okay. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. mdrivedan.com. Refine your prime with M-Drive.